Country 99.9 WTUZ. Well, good morning to you. Happy Monday, December the 3rd. Say what? Was it December yesterday when it was like 60 degrees? Yeah, it's Ohio weather for you. It's Eric McElroy waking you up. Is that Michelle Spring I see over in the newsroom? Well, good Lord. Stranger Danger over in the newsroom. Of course, we'll keep you updated and entertained throughout the morning hours. Morning quickies later this hour. What's number one from over the weekend coming in next hour, plus your chance to win $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner, plus so much more coming your way this morning as well. If you want to get in touch and be a part of the show, you can do that. Send us an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Michelle with one L, by the way. Specify that every now and again. Our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. That is there if you just want to say hi, song requests, news tips, that kind of thing. Also, we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. Another great way to stay up to date, monitor us on social media. It's Facebook, it's Twitter, and it's Instagram. We are off and running this morning on a Monday. Glad you're waking up with us. Don't go anywhere. More of your kind of country coming up next.
Z Country.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Firefighters are encouraging safe conditions when operating fireplaces, wood burners, and furnaces this winter. They recommend wood burners or fireplaces need to be thoroughly cleaned annually. Firefighters also recommend investing in a fireplace screen and making sure items are a safe distance from wood burners. According to the National Fire Protection Association, home fire caused an average of over 2,500 deaths, more than 12,000 injuries, and over $6 billion in damage. In state headlines, police say a multi-vehicle crash in Ohio has killed three people. Columbus police say four cars were involved in the crash on Interstate 71 around 1:30 a.m. Police say 34-year-old Gabrielle Reed Akomia of Columbus and Amal Mohammed and Anissa Kareem were killed. The ages and hometowns of Mohammed and Kareem weren't released. Police say five other people in the various vehicles were injured. For more local and state headlines, be sure to find us on Facebook or WTUZ.com.
Stranger Danger over there. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let me reintroduce you, Michelle, to everybody out there. That's Michelle Spring.
Yes.
Our news reporter slash...
I was gone for like 4 days.
Slash partner in crime. Felt longer than 4 days.
Aw.
What'd you do?
Relaxed, watched my baby.
Uh-huh.
Cleaned the house a little bit, spent a couple days in Cleveland. I don't know. I just kind
of... Did you binge watch anything? Did you have time to do that or no?
No. I watched a lot of Hallmark movies, Christmas movies. That's always fun.
Yeah, sure. isn't Candace Cameron Bure in like every single one of them?
Oh my gosh, she is. Her and then Jodie Sweetin and Lori Loughlin. It's like a full house. It's basically the Full House channel.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Right. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Where's Bob Saget in a Christmas movie when you need him?
I'm sure that he's really appropriate for those Hallmark movies. But it was nice. I will be honest, my sleeping schedule was a little It's a little out of whack this morning.
You wanted to say wackadoodle. Just say it.
I did. It is a little crazy. I mean, we stayed up late when I could.
Hey, also, you celebrated a birthday over the weekend, didn't you?
I did. It was my husband's birthday.
That's right.
His 34th birthday. He's
got himself a younger woman, everybody.
You know what's so funny is yesterday he found a gray hair. He said, wow. Oh, my gosh.
It goes from red to gray, then it's...
Yes.
It's all downhill.
So he woke up yesterday, and so we live by Tuscora Park. I've mentioned this before, and we woke up, and we saw a bunch of stuff going on over there yesterday, and we're like, what's going on? And here it was a 5K, and the registration began at like 11. The race didn't start until 1, and my husband, because he's like 34, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Wait, did he seriously run this 5K?
I swear to God, he ran it. He hasn't run. We ran the Cleveland Marathon when we were engaged back in 2015. And that was the last time he had run a 5K. Okay? So he has, I mean, he has gone running around the block and stuff, but he has not run a 5K. So he's like, I'm going to do it. I got him new headphones for his birthday.
What was this, like a midlife crisis? Like,
he's like, take that.
I found a gray hair, now I'm running a 5K.
And you know what's so funny? He came in last place in his age group. Oh my God, it was so funny.
He's dying right now. Dying.
He saw a bunch of people walking out with medals and he was like,
I want one of those medals.
He goes, wait, did everybody get a medal? Because I didn't get a medal. So he like went back and he went and he asked why he didn't get a medal. And he said they only gave them to the top three in their age group. And
we only give them to the top 300 in the age group. You were 302. We apologize. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. So yesterday, all day, he was so sore. He's like, I can't do anything. My calves are on fire. I'm like, you are too much right now. I can't.
I mean, listen, sorry he got no participation ribbon or certificate. Did he at least get a damn t-shirt for this 5K?
He did get a
t-shirt. Some sort of proof he was there.
Well, you know what's funny is we were, so while the baby was napping, I was like out the front porch watching.
You're rooting him on. Chad.
Right. Well, I see all these people like running by and I see like these young kids and then I see a little bit of older folks and I'm like, oh God, where's my husband?
Okay, I see how it went. You see the 18 and like 24-year-old running by.
I would say like 10-year-old kids.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding you. And it was called like a red nose run, so they're dressed as elves. And Chad gets back, he's like, listen, these elves were passing me. It's like, I can't right now.
That's hilarious. So it's funny, you see, you're watching that everybody run by. Of course, the younger ones, here they come first. Then you have your middle-aged folk. Then maybe your 60-plus crowd
right,
running the marathon.
Right.
And then behind the 60 and plus crowd was, yes, Chadley, running, trying to keep pace.
You know what? God bless him. I mean, he tried really hard. He really wanted to prove it to himself.
And good God.
He's like, never again.
It's the greatest thing I've ever heard. I'm a little sore this weekend, this weekend, to be honest with you. I went to all these football games in Canton.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Those high school football championship games. And let me tell you something. They made the media members park all the way down this hill, like in the stadium park on Fulton. And we had to walk up the hill under the interstate to the Hall of Fame. Like
over there?
Yeah, it was nuts. My legs have never hurt so bad in my life. My shins and my calves.
You were walking.
Oh, it's a little rough. Uphill, Michelle, you need to see this hill. I will take you to this hill.
Listen, and I'll see how you do. George.
Don't even start. Don't even start.
What's up with you and Chad? You guys are like old man club.
No, sure. Hey, I want to say congratulations to my sister, by the way. Who gave birth yesterday.
She did?
Wait,
is this your sister-in-law?
No, my sister.
Oh, I didn't know you had a sister.
I do have a sister.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Sister from the same mister, but different mom, if that makes sense.
And
then I also have a brother from another mother, but same dad.
Oh, fun.
Yes. Made sense. Good old Southern Ohio family. Tuesday, Elizabeth Jordan, baby girl born yesterday, December the 2nd. At 9 pounds and 7 ounces.
How exciting.
This baby's chunky. Chunky monkey. Listen, every time I see just a normal baby that's born, because my children were born, I think one was 5 pounds even, the other was like 4 pounds, 8 ounces.
Oh my.
That's tiny, right?
Very tiny.
So anytime I see a newly born baby, I'm like, why is that baby so big? And I have to realize, I remember mine were a little premature and everything.
Right,
so
and they're twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. 8 pounds, that's healthy.
9 pounds.
Oh, 9 pounds. I'm
9'7".
Wow, that's very healthy.
Don't you short my sister that pound. She will let you
very
know
healthy,
about it.
Very healthy baby. Good stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, some of the big news from over the weekend came with the passing of the 41st President of the United States. I was just got home late from these games Friday and then was trying to fall asleep and turned on the TV and this was all over the place. So then once you see this, you're like, oh, dang it, I can't go to sleep now. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw the push alert and I thought, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Some of the stuff that has come out over social media has just been so touching. Did you see the picture of his therapy dog laying beside the casket?
I didn't.
Oh my gosh, you need to go see it. He had a service dog. His name was Sully, and there is a picture of him laying beside the casket with the American flag. And I don't know who Jim McGrath is, but I think he might be like the spokesman for the Bush family.
Okay.
But he tweeted it out and he said, "Mission complete."
Oh wow.
I know. And I just thought that was so sweet.
Of course, George H.W. Bush passed away at the age of 94. His body will lay at the U.S. Capitol from today, Michelle, to Wednesday. And then it will go back to Houston. Well, College Station. Presidential Library is where his body will be laid to rest then on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be a busy week.
Yeah.
For the Bush family.
Did you also see the one, there was a picture, I think Jenna Bush tweeted it, or she posted it on Instagram, and it was a picture of, because he was a pilot. Thank you.
Yes, World War II, yeah.
Right, and there was a picture of an airplane with his name on it, and then him getting off the airplane, and it was an image of him and Barbara Bush with their baby girl, because I think they had a child that passed away.
Yeah, they lost a daughter to leukemia back in 1953. She was like 3 years old.
Right, and yeah. It was a picture of the little girl saying, "Daddy, I waited for you." And,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was just so touching.
His final resting place will be alongside his wife, Barbara Bush, his wife of 73 years, who died back in April.
Mm.
So, yeah, you mentioned he was a veteran, World War II hero, really, because get this, when he was 20, he survived his plane being shot down during a bombing run over Japan.
Mm.
And then joined the Navy when he was a couple years before that, just 18. And when he got out of the military, moved to Texas, started working in the oil business, then turned to politics in the 60s. And of course, we all know what he went on to do after that.
You know what Chad and I thought was surprising? He was only a one-term president. I didn't know that.
Yeah. 79 to 83, right? Mm-hmm. I believe.
There's only a handful of presidents who were one term.
So now the living presidents, the living POTUSes, you have Jimmy Carter, mm-hmm. who's still alive. And then Reagan's gone. Then, of course, Bush is gone. Am I forgetting one in there?
Clinton's alive.
Of course, Obama.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Trump.
Yep.
Still alive. He's still alive, right? Is Trump still alive?
Yep.
Just making sure.
And then George W. Bush.
Right.
So, yeah, there's not many left.
Was it Carter first, then Reagan, then?
I don't know.
All right.
I can't remember. I'll look it up.
All right.
I know George. Wait, who is in between George H.W. and George W.?
Clinton was.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Okay, because I read the letter, because Bill Clinton posted the letter that George H.W. left him when he went into office. You should read that letter. It's really touching.
I would like to read the letter that Obama left for Trump. I would like to read that letter. Be like, hey, Donald, it's Barack here. Just wanted to say that.
Is that your impersonation of?
Kind of. Michelle. Even his wife's name is Michelle, so I can kind of pull that off.
Jimmy Carter was the 39th president. So, who was 40?
Okay, 40 so must have been Reagan.
Right,
40
okay.
was Reagan, then 41 Bush, 42
wow,
Clinton.
Wow, Jimmy Carter's still hanging on.
Yeah, there
on.
You go. History lesson.
There you go, guys.
There you go, guys.
He's 94 as well.
Who's that? Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
Mm. Hmm. Still alive and kicking, eh?
Kicking.
Well, Michelle, it's good to have you back, my dear.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I don't know what.
Please tell me.
I'm going to say this out loud, and I can't believe I'm going to put it out into the universe.
Go ahead.
What was it? Thursday, I texted you, and I thought, man, kind of miss work.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What made you miss work in particular?
Know.
Was it anything or anyone?
Mm.
Maybe?
I don't know if it was anyone. Maybe a collective group of people.
Okay, gotcha. We'll go with that. Well,
I don't want to make your head any larger than it already is. You know
right
what I'm
on.
Saying?
Good call there.
You're welcome.
Good call. Well, regardless, it is good to have you back.
Thanks.
No problem. You will literally be back again 14 minutes from now at the top. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. Good stuff.
Just like riding a bike.
Just like riding a bike.
As it's your first day back.
Yes.
After 4 days off last week.
Yes.
Any more vacation time coming up for you soon, by the way?
Yes.
What do you have on the horizon?
I'll be off on Friday and Monday.
What in the world are you doing?
I'll be gone for a couple days.
All right, it's all good.
Sorry.
It's all good. What I have for everyone right now is all presented by Rod's Donuts and Diner. And it's what's number one from over the weekend. Here in a moment, someone will have a chance to win $25 to Rod's. After all is said and done, and when the dust settles. But first, Michelle, musically, we have a brand new number one on the country charts, dethroning Jimmy Allen. And it's kind of country music history.
Oh.
Two African Americans back to back, number one on the country music chart. Jimmy Allen, his song Best Shot, fell to number two as Kane Brown's Lose It. Jumps all the way up to number one.
Still no Lauren Alena.
No, you might be waiting a while. Where is that, by the way, on the charts as I'm looking?
It's my jam right now.
I know it is. That Ladies in the 90s song from Lauren Alena.
Yeah.
Y'all should see Michelle when that song comes on. You thought the video of me having a mini concert to myself was something? Wait till you see that state champion dancer over there.
Oh my gosh.
Bust out her moves to that song. The guy who just got engaged, Luke Combs, is at number three with his song, She Got the Best of Me. Then Dan and Shay's Speechless and Mitchell Tenpenny's Drunk Me, rounding out the top five.
Now that's a good jam.
Ralph breaking the internet is breaking box office records. He's now pulled in $119 million in just 2 weeks after another $25 million was brought in this past weekend. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, which, by the way, we have a Grinch Christmas tree out there.
We do. I love it.
Which was, I don't know why, so appropriately placed in front of the door right when you walk in. I don't know why it was put there. Somebody's trying to tell you something, Michelle, or
I guess.
What? Creed number two is at number three. Fantastic Beasts at number four, and then Bohemian Rhapsody still in the top five. Right there at number five. That's brought in $164 million, by the way.
I heard that's really good.
Yeah, and I don't think folks really thought it would make that much, to be honest with you. But it's been a quiet little
sleeper.
Yeah, a quiet little sleeper. Hey, what's not been quiet is Michelle Obama's memoir. 2 million copies in 15 days. Becoming, of course, is the title. That surpasses the pace of any nonfiction book of all time.
Oh, wow.
The sales include hardcover, ebook, and audio versions of the book. Of course, with more ways to get books, you know, nowadays. Plus, I mean, a lot of folks have been waiting for it. By comparison, former First Lady Hillary Clinton's memoir needed a whole month to sell just 1 million copies. I'm just giving you the facts. Hey, I'm just giving you the facts.
Listen, we have been receiving a bunch of Amazon packages in the mail. There was a book delivered. You can tell by the package. I think that's what I got.
Oh, Hillary's or Michelle?
I think I got Michelle's.
By the way, Michelle Obama spells her name with two L's, so I don't know.
She's still cool in my book.
She's still all right with you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kennedy Center honors last night. Of course, it was kind of a big night. A lot of folks were there honoring President George H.W. Bush, who passed away on Friday. Gloria Estefan was the host, who received a Kennedy Center honor last year. She opened the show with a tribute to Bush's legacy. He was at that event, often was H-Dub, during his time in office and even after his time in office. But the current occupant of the Oval Office did not attend. For the second straight year, Donald Trump and Melania declined the invitation to this year's Kennedy Center Honors, which honored Cher, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, and country music icon Reba McEntire. So it was a nice event last night.
Why isn't he going?
Why? I don't know why. He just declined to go for two straight years.
Ugh.
It's kind of it's an event where they kind of let their hair down a little bit and people can laugh and joke. And oftentimes, That's when the president would get up there and make jokes, or people would kind of poke fun. I don't want to say a roast, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Be a little loose. And I guess Trump doesn't want to be made fun of, you know, because he's only made fun of every single day in the national media.
Does he need a tissue?
He may. He may. These 10 alleged gang members, though, may need tissues while they're in jail. They're going to face felony charges for those celebrity break-ins in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes.
It was basically a whole criminal ring, mastermind, if you will. Crimes against Rihanna, Yasiel Puig, he's a baseball player. Robert Woods, he's a football player for the LA Rams. And what they found was a list of potential targets, Michelle, for more celebrity robberies, including Matt Damon and one LeBron James. Of course, they weren't able to get to his home. They were all busted first. And you know, they would target these homes with celebrities who they knew were, they'd monitor their social media accounts.
Dumb.
You know what I mean?
Don't be posting that kind of stuff.
They'd see Rihanna was in Barbados and they'd go hit up her home or whatever. That's how it would happen. They say for us, like normal people, don't say where you're going on vacation.
Well, yeah, just dumb.
Now listen, if you go on vacation, you're posting photos on social media, whatever, and someone breaks into your home or whatever, you probably, it's somebody that you're friends with on social media. You know what I mean?
Right, obviously.
So how would you have to narrow that down? I mean,
that's
kind of tough.
Just don't put everything out there.
Yeah, I guess.
Silly gooses.
Like Christmas time, too. Don't put your, look what I got, everybody.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, lastly, what's number one from over the weekend? Police in New York City have an urgent message, Michelle, for the couple who lost their engagement ring in Times Square.
I saw this.
They say, we have the ring. The New York Police Department says a man was proposing to his girlfriend just before midnight on Friday when he dropped the ring and it fell 8 feet down a utility grate there on the streets of New York City. Here's the problem. Why are you proposing on top of a utility grate?
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
This looks like a good spot to drop down on one knee.
Right. Ding dong.
But
but still, that would make my heart sing.
Here's the thing. The couple asked for help immediately. Emergency service officers couldn't find the ring right away. Eventually, they did. But the would-be bride and groom left without leaving their names or contact information. Why would they do that? I don't know. They have the ring. Police even have surveillance video and, like, still pictures of the man actually dropping down to a knee in the moment he drops it. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. My heart would literally sink.
They're trying to track him down to restore, the engagement, the holiday joy, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got to get insurance on it right away, as soon as you buy it.
No doubt.
You have insurance on yours, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing. Right when I gave it to her, we were on the Corpus Christi Bay, right? Downtown Corpus Christi, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, dropped down on one knee, and the ring was a little too big for her finger. And she wanted to put it on anyways, take some pictures, all that. And I said, we're right by the bay, okay? And she's all flaunting it around. I'm like, babe, if that ring goes in the water, I swear to God. you've had it for 2 minutes. This is why we can't have nice things.
Right.
That exactly right
that
there.
That is so funny.
What is number one from over your weekend, brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, where every day they have breakfast and lunch specials, not to mention the best donuts and cream sticks around, which, by the way, when you were gone on Thursday, Ken Snyder from Keister Implement brought not only one, but two boxes of donuts from Rod's.
Why would you do that while I'm gone?
Well, he wanted to meet Mary for the first time. That was the first time he got to meet Mary.
So come in after 11 and meet her.
But if you want your own personal...
You better come back this week.
Little stash to Rod's. You better text Ken. He did text earlier this morning, I think.
He did?
On the text line, yeah. $25 to Rod's could be all yours. Keyword is Rod's, R-O-D-S, on the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. We'll find a winner here shortly. Again, thanks to Rod sponsoring What's Number One from over the weekend. You missed that, or morning quickies from earlier this morning. Podcast section at WTUZ.com.
Z Country.
Kid Rock got a little too free with his speech. I think last Friday when he had some choice words for Joy Behar. Did you hear all about this?
I saw it trending. I didn't see or hear. Tell me more.
Indeed, Michelle. Well, he was hanging out with Fox and Friends. Of course, on Fox News was Kid Rock. And his comments actually got him kicked off. He was supposed to be the grand marshal of a parade Saturday in Nashville, and they actually kicked him out of that parade for these comments. All right.
The division in the country right now, that it's so hard for people just to get past that we can disagree and still be cordial with one another. People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct, and I would say, you know, love everybody, except I'd say screw that Joy Behar. Everybody.
You cannot say that.
I mean, lady.
We apologize for that.
Hey, we all love this country, and, you know, let's have different ideas, but try to move forward and be more together and realize at the end of the day, we're all Americans.
But yet, I'm still going to use the B word. Anyway,
wow.
Yeah, Kid Rock for that. Kicked out of the parade. They actually went with somebody a little more deserving. Remember the Waffle House gentleman who stopped the shooter, right?
Yes,
James Shaw,
yes.
Jr. He hopped into the horse-drawn carriage Saturday to lead the parade there in Nashville. It was the Christmas parade.
Well,
there in Music City, USA. Last-minute replacement. Joy Behar had something to say back. She said, hey, Kid Rock, come on the show. We'll have a beer and we'll talk about it.
Of course,
listen, Joy Behar is... Listen, she is one to dish it out, but she can take it, too.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah,
it's not the
sure.
first time that she'll be in a controversy.
No, I think she'll be all right.
Yeah, but she'll be cool.
Why would you
cool.
go out and say all that?
Kid Rock's a big Trump supporter, and we all know Joy Behar is not.
Right.
So maybe that had something to do with it.
That's a little...
And Kid Rock was holding... I think he was holding a red Solo cup during that interview, if that gives you any indication as to what he may have been doing there early in the morning.
Wow.
Hey, radio station up in Cleveland banning the song Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh my gosh.
We will never, never. It's WDOK, right? I'd actually look it up. Star 102?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
I had no clue. Apparently, the midday host, who's Glenn Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Glenn Anderson, Star 102, everybody. He said he's banning the song that was written back in 1944 for some undertones. What's in this drink is in there. Baby, don't hold out. And he said in this era of the hashtag MeToo movement against sexual harassment, he announced on the music station's website this week that the song would no longer be in its around-the-clock rotation of holiday music. Classic.
I heard about this over the weekend. I don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, listen, people complain about a lot of things. Apparently, they have listeners who complained about this song.
We're taking it a little far, no?
What did Kid Rock say? Just in that, a little less politically correct, right?
It's
my father was going off over the weekend about this PC world we live in, and I had to walk away from
much,
him.
Right?
Maybe he was on to something.
Oh, will you stop?
But, yeah, that song's, banned now in Cleveland at one radio station.
Right, just the one. It has made national news. I saw CBS News.
Good God.
I know. And it's just kind of like, I don't know. I don't think the person that wrote the song was intended. I don't think that was the intention.
There are some undertones
right.
in that song, but what
right.
song doesn't have undertone? Do you watch Disney movies? I was watching Trolls the other day with my children. I'm like, good God.
Have you listened to any of the rap songs that are out there? Like, literally every rap song is degrading a woman in some capacity.
Hip-hop? Hip-hop Anonymous?
I mean, just give me a break.
Hey, we're always told, don't do what you see in movies or on TV, right? Well, this kid from Sandwich, Illinois, I can't make that town up, it's a real place. something that maybe someone should have told him when growing up. He saw something in a movie, wanted to try it out for himself. And that stunt was, yes, putting his tongue on a frozen metal flagpole, which, let me tell you something, doesn't work out all that well. Of course, it's from the movie A Christmas Story, and Spencer Klein now knows what happens when you do that in real life. It turns out just like it did in the movie. Your tongue gets stuck, and yeah, it hurts just a little bit. The middle school kid panicked as his tongue remained affixed to the pole, if you will. A friend who was with him went and got some hot water and then had to call an ambulance.
Oh, my goodness.
Spencer, by the time the ambulance got there, he was able to pry his tongue away from the pole.
My tongue.
You're
so ridiculous. There are some things you can't say with your tongue out like that.
Go ahead. Try to say rivalry week with your tongue out. Go ahead. Good. Rivalry. Wink.
Thank you for doing that.
He's expected to make a full recovery. Is one little Spencer Klein in Sandwich, Illinois. Don't know if he'll be able to eat sandwiches for quite some time, but I'm...
Where are you from? Frostbite on his poor tongue.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Ay, ay, ay.
But it said here he's going to make a full recovery, so he'll be all right. He'll be okay.
Well, for one, why would you put your tongue to a pole?
Somebody probably, you know 11-year-old
right,
kids.
Right, they're not thinking about that.
And then, like I said, he saw it in the movie, so he wanted to try it out for himself. I had a, friend back in grade school, Matthew Skinner, who, after watching Mary Poppins, decided to jump from the top of his treehouse, and then he broke his arm. So, I mean, listen.
Oh, snap.
Things happen.
Oh, you know how in The Lion King, whenever they hold up Simba?
I still actually have
I still do. I do that with my child.
Do you?
Yeah, so I do things from the movies.
Could have gone without hearing any of that. Is this what you wanted right there?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
That thing gives me chills. Does it not? Oh my gosh. You just throw a big ring.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Met someone this weekend that says that they have never seen The Lion King. I'm like, what universe?
How could you have never seen The Lion King?
What universe are you living in? We need to discuss. Oh, snap.
Anyway, Michelle, you got to get out of here. You have commissioner's meeting today?
I'm not calling today.
All right.
They don't have a lot on the agenda.
Well, all right.
So I'll be sticking around.
Well, that's good news, I guess.
Hey.
Babbling Brook is back, too. Look at this. I get two for the price of one.
I know. We were both gone last week.
With Michelle back and now Brooke back, so.
You're welcome.
I could not ask for more.
Right.
That's Scotty McCreary. See you tonight, 99.9 WTUZ. I told you it was a twofer today, two for the price of one. Not only did Michelle Spring make her triumphant return, but also Babbling Brook is here as well.
Hey, I made it. I survived.
Are you all moved in?
Through the move.
Are you moved in?
We are.
Nice.
Yeah, and we even have decorations up.
Christmas
decorations are up.
Wow.
At least in the inside. Inside's pretty much done. Outside, needs some work.
Well, listen, you just moved in and you already have decorations up, which I don't even have up yet, so...
Oh, really?
Congratulations.
Well, thanks.
I don't know what that says about me and my life, but
Well, that's it. You're a guy.
Well, that's good news, Brooke. I'm glad you're in. I'm glad you're getting settled and all that. It's a stressful time.
Yeah, it was.
Three of the biggest things you'll ever do in your life, okay? And I did them all within like a year. And you're doing them all within about the same. Well, two of them within about a year.
Yeah.
That's getting married, buying a house, and having a baby. Three of the biggest things you ever do in your life.
Yeah.
And again, you're doing two in like a year. So.
Right, right.
Anyway. Deal.
Yeah, but I'm glad to be back.
All right, cool.
Good to be back. Yeah.
Z News, you remember how to do this?
I do. Yeah. In this day in history, in 1828, Andrew Jackson was elected president of the United States. 1833, I don't know if it's pronounced Oberlin or Oberlin?
Oberlin.
College. Okay. The first truly co-educational school of higher learning in the United States began holding classes.
That was when again?
1833. Yes.
It's a long time ago.
Where is that?
Oberlin's like southwest of Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1968, Elvis Presley's now famous comeback special was broadcast on NBC. And then in 1992, Stevie Wonder was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the National Academy of Songwriters. Holidays for today, it's National Roof Over Your Head Day.
The Roof.
Let's Hug Day, Disability Day, Make a Gift Day, and Walt Disney Day. On TV today, Martha Stewart, she's going to be on The Ellen DeGeneres Show. The Voice, the live top 10 performances, is on at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday Baking Championship is on at 9. Deal or No Deal is on at 10.
Making
it is
a
making
comeback.
A comeback after 10 years. Which is crazy
with Howie, right? And all those
yes, with Howie,
scantily clad, briefcase holding women.
Yes, right. And then Hootie and the Blowfish.
Are they
coming back together, or what's going on there?
Listen, Deal or No Deal's making a comeback. Anything is possible.
I guess, but they're going to be on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So crazy. In country news, Jake Owen will soon have 2 daughters. He just released that they're having a girl. He said he's good at making girls.
Hmm.
And this is really cool. I wanted Kyle to do this, and he didn't. But he is going, he's not going to be drinking for 9 months.
Because his girlfriend can't drink for 9 months.
There right.
Well, she could, but it would be wrong.
Right. Well, you're allowed to, I think, have a glass, are you? Like a glass of wine?
Oh, okay, bro.
I always said I would, but I never did.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, but...
Now we know why your children are the way they are. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's why maybe Emma is the way she is now. In other baby news, Jana Kramer, she welcomed a baby boy on November 29th. His name's Jace Joseph.
All this baby news.
Yeah, that would have been one of our names.
Jace?
Would have had a boy.
Was
Jace.
That J-A-Y-C-E?
J-A-C-E.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how they spelled it. That's how we would spell it.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then Nick Jonas, he got married.
Off the market.
Yes. It was just when was this? Well, they were only together for 4 months. They were engaged in August.
Who is she? Priyanka Chopra, right?
Yes. That is. She is Indian.
Yeah.
And of course, a lot of times those weddings are days long.
Are they really?
Yeah, that's why they haven't really said they were officially married. That's probably because it takes, you know, there's several days.
I was unaware.
Indian
of the
marriage.
Indian wedding culture.
Yeah, so congratulations to them.
All right. Again, congrats to you, Brooke.
Thanks.
Getting all moved in. When's the housewarming party?
I know. We got to have one. I don't know when it is. I'll let you know.
Maybe for the Buckeyes playoff football. Oh, they're not in the playoffs. Sorry. Maybe the Rose Bowl then.
How about a Browns game or something?
We could do that.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Definitely looking look forward to that. All right, Brooke. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Yes.
Have a good one. More after this on Z Country 99.9. Chris Young on 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy wrapping things up for you on a Monday. Glad you could come along as we start another work week now into December. That's how you say December in Spanish. I want to say congrats to our winners this morning. Jonathan Campbell, our weekly birthday winner. Our daily winner, Leland Harding. And it was Haley Elvin earlier who won $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diners. So congrats again to all of the winners from this morning. If you missed any part of the program, you can go back and listen to it. Podcast section at WTUZ.com. For tomorrow on a Tuesday, we'll, of course, see what we can get into and what we'll have in store. For Michelle Spring, I'm Eric McElroy. Find us after hours on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. WTUZ.com. For everything else, if you want to stay up to date with the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening in your neck of the woods, and our streaming services are right there, and links to the station's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts all right up there at WTUZ.com as well. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Have a great one. We'll do it all again tomorrow right here on 99.9.